From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Partly sunny skies for the remainder of this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s, becoming partly cloudy tonight with a low in the lower 60s.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
This is All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 7th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops and panels, as well as a health clinic. Tickets at mixmaster2024.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then teenagers now average nearly 5 hours per day on social media. Turns out that's not always great for their mental health.
It's past just how you look. It is how many likes do I have? How many followers do I have? Oh my gosh, did you see what she posted?
Coming up, how social media is affecting teenagers and how parents can get involved. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
We have a quick program note for you. Friday night at 7 on your KPR One stations, another broadcast from the BBC Proms, this time around. The Tarangalila Symphony by Olivier Messiaen. Tarangalila is a word that means all at once love song, hymn to joy, time, movement, rhythm, life, and death. Gets a lot in there. Also, we will hear the world premiere of Anna Klein's The Gorgeous Nothings. This was written especially for the proms. Join us Friday night at 7 on your KPR One stations. Highs in the upper 70s this afternoon, lows in the lower 60s tonight. The time is 3:20.
Support
and analysis of the Democratic Convention on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for morning edition with A. Martinez, Steve Inskeep, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, working to provide a welcoming and safe environment for everyone. Information on ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. 79 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan. It's 3:30. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the disappearance of the interim city clerk in Peabody, a small town north of Wichita. Daniel Caudill has more.
Jonathan Clayton disappeared earlier this month amid concerns about how he administered a state grant worth nearly $750,000. The state awarded the grant to the Peabody Main Street Association, which works to revitalize the city's downtown area. State officials have since demanded the group return that money, citing a lack of required financial reports. In 2018, Clayton pled guilty in Philadelphia to financial crimes, including forgery and theft. He also previously worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced today that federal disaster assistance is being made available to the state of Kansas to supplement recovery efforts in areas affected by severe storms, tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding last May. President Joe Biden approved a major disaster declaration for the state, opening up public assistance federal funding to the state, to tribal governments, eligible local governments, and some nonprofit organizations. The counties covered by the declaration are Barton, Ellsworth, Harvey, Hodgman, Lincoln, Morris, Ottawa, Pawnee, Reno, Rush, Russell, Stafford, Waubonsie, and Wyandotte counties. Farmers farmers in central Kansas will not have to cut back on irrigation next year to ensure a nearby wildlife refuge has enough water. Celia Yopis Jepson explains.
Quivira National Wildlife Refuge is a critical stop for hundreds of thousands of migrating birds. Under Kansas law, these wetlands have a right to some of the water being used for crop irrigation, but enforcing that right would hurt farmers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can push Kansas to enforce it, but so far it has agreed not to do that. The federal agency says Kansas and farmers are making progress to improve water flow to Quivira. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
Highs in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear through the evening, clouding up a bit overnight with lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the lower 80s. The real heat returns this weekend, though. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR.
In humanity.
And live, says Rabbi Leibovitz, rather than fear death. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Culver City.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Going back to school can be exciting, but data shows it also coincides with a surge in mental health problems in teenagers. And as rates of depression and anxiety rise, Kansas healthcare professionals are increasingly focusing on the role social media plays. Rose Conlon reports from Derby.
High school senior Maggie Elliott likes mentorship.
We see less stigma. We see teens reaching out for help more, which is great. And that's on social media.
From his office in East Wichita, Grant Pritz, a therapist at the Mental Health Association of South Central Kansas, recommends some of his patients try taking breaks from social media. He says it can be addictive and expose them to harmful content and cyberbullying. But it isn't all bad.
Social media was not created with the purpose of making people feel terrible about themselves. You know, it was made as a source to connect people. But I think as a side effect of that, these things that we already experience, struggling with, you know, body appearance or struggling to kind of find our place in the world, are also much more noticeable on a much larger scale as well.
He says that's why it's crucial for teens to learn how to use social media responsibly, because those habits will likely follow them into adulthood. Back at ComCare, Calvert says that's where parents come in.
You don't just give the keys to the car to a kid and send them on their way. We teach them. We drive first. Then we sit in the passenger seat while they're driving. We need to do all that with social media and phones as well.
That could mean monitoring teens' social media feeds and limiting their time online, but also ensuring that they can ask for help without getting in trouble, and parents modeling healthy social media habits themselves. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Derby.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can get 24/7 help by calling or texting 988. Kansas News Service reports on health, education, economics, and many other issues, along with how they affect public policy. You can find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Coming up in our next half hour, we start things off, as always, with an update of news headlines. Then we will learn more about some of the social media content creators who are invited to come to the Democratic National Convention. We will have a conversation with one creator. She's very well known, and the reason I know this is because I know virtually nothing about this world, and I have heard of this woman, Olivia Giuliana. Not just making content, but actually addressing the DNC. We will speak with her in just a moment on KPR. It is 10 minutes before 4.
KPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 to 9 a.m. Start off your day with Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 81 in Emporia, 78 in Atchison. It's 4 o'clock.
Services wherever users need it. Learn more at oracle.com/public.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering organic coffees via drive-thru windows and inside at 1800 East 23rd Street and 2351 West 31st in Lawrence. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It's 79 degrees in Lawrence, 83 in Manhattan, 84 in Chanute. The time is 4:06. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, Democrats are experiencing some new optimism about their prospects in congressional races with Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has been excited about it anyway. We'll learn more about that. Also, the state of California has passed a package of bills targeting shoplifters, a shift toward tough-on-crime policies for the state that had reduced some penalties for certain crimes in recent years. Those stories and more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Join us Friday evening at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations for part of our summer special broadcasts of the BBC Proms. This week, music of Olivier Messiaen, Tarongalila Symphony. Also, the world premiere of a piece by Anna Klein, written especially for the Proms. Friday night at 7 on your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Mostly clear skies this evening, clouding up a bit after midnight. Lows overnight in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 4:20.
Support for
Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. We will get you caught up on all the national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
News headlines are coming up next. The time is 4:30.
Martin Costi, NPR News, Chicago.
On Wall Street, stocks finished lower today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the disappearance of the interim city clerk in Peabody, a small town north of Wichita. Daniel Caudill has the details.
Jonathan Clayton disappeared earlier this month amid concerns about how he administered a state grant worth nearly $750,000. The state awarded the grant to the Peabody Main Street Association, which works to revitalize the city's downtown area. State officials have since demanded the group return that money, citing a lack of required financial reports. In 2018, Clayton pled guilty in Philadelphia to financial crimes, including forgery and theft. He also previously worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
A civil rights group is warning Kansas public schools that they cannot hand out Bibles or other religious materials. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Kansas ACLU officials say that in May, an elementary school principal in Belleville allowed someone from Gideon's International to distribute Bibles to students during recess. Belleville is a district of about 500 students in north central Kansas. In a letter to the principal and members of the Belleville School Board, ACLU Legal Director Monica Bennett says the action violated the First Amendment, which mandates governmental neutrality when it comes to religion. Bennett says allowing someone to hand out Bibles during the school day also violated a district policy that bans employees from promoting religious viewpoints. School officials could not be reached for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
A new youth crisis center in Johnson County is trying to divert kids in mental health crises away from jail and hospital beds. The 11-bed facility has a basketball court, anger management facilitators, and licensed staff to look after kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It promises a more sympathetic approach. It has couches and video games instead of hospital gowns or jail cells. Chad Anderson has worked with kids in crisis for years.
It's sifting and sorting and making sure kids get to the right place for treatment and care that they need. And it's also about safety and protection.
The facility is in Johnson County, but it's taken calls from centers across the state asking how they can bring a similar facility to all parts of Kansas. You're listening to KPR. It's 4:35.
Support for NPR comes from this state.
Considered from NPR News.
Hi, it's Steve Inskeep. There are many ways to make mornings more interesting. You could set a festive new alarm ringtone, wake up on the wrong side of the bed on purpose, put hazelnut spread on your toast, sing all the parts to your favorite musical in the shower, Edelweiss, Edelweiss. And after the applause dies down, you can listen to Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
Tune in tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition comes your way tomorrow. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing automatic backup battery systems for uninterrupted power for residential homes or businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, data breaches are on the rise and often involve the sensitive personal information of millions of people.
Most of the systems we're talking about are owned and run by private organizations, whether they be healthcare systems, whether it be energy systems.
Banks are also prime targets. We'll tell you more about why the problem is getting worse and what you can do to protect yourself, how to keep from freaking out when you get alarming letters like this in the mail, all coming up here on KPR. Mostly clear skies through the evening, clouding up a bit after midnight. Lows overnight in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 81 degrees in Emporia, 84 in Abilene, 84 in Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 5.
This is all things KCMCFoundation.org.
The history of presidential campaign songs goes back to George Washington. Hear the hits and analysis of the Democratic Convention tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, the hit parade of the past, focusing on political songs. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fiddpick.org.
79 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 89.9 FM in Atchison. We have many frequencies all around the state. Check out all of them listed for you at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming 24 hours a day.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will talk about the Swifties descending upon London. Also, teenagers now average nearly 5 hours a day on social media, but that's not always particularly great for their mental health.
It's past just how you look. It is how many likes do I have? How many followers do I have? Oh my gosh, did you see what she posted?
Coming up, how social media is affecting teens, how parents can respond and help. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at spiderartconstructors.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have classical music with Destiny till 9 p.m. Pretty exciting things happened on this day over 100 years ago. I'll tell you what they were tonight. Visit Vienna in your dreams. Hear something sentimental. Even get wild with some pineapples. Get ready. Destiny comes your way 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations. If you're joining us on KPR Two, up next is Reveal. Mostly clear this evening, partly cloudy overnight with a low in the lower 60s. The time is 5:20.
Support for our news.
Presidential campaign songs go back to George Washington.
The day is broke, my lads, march on and follow, follow Washington.
Ronald Reagan started the trend of using pop songs.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I...
The history of campaign music and analysis of the Democratic Convention on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 5 to 9 a.m., get caught up on all the national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, presenting Pop-Up Science, National Hummingbird Day, a drop-in family event with science education and hands-on activities. Open to the public and all ages, September 7th, 2 to 4 p.m. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 83 degrees in Manhattan. It is 78 in Atchison, 84 in Chanute. It's 5:30.
PR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is looking into the disappearance of the interim city clerk in Peabody, a small town north of Wichita. Daniel Caudill reports.
Jonathan Clayton disappeared earlier this month amid concerns about how he administered a state grant worth nearly $750,000. The state awarded the grant to the Peabody Main Street Association, which works to revitalize the city's downtown area. State officials have since demanded the group return that money, citing a lack of required financial reports. In 2018, Clayton pled guilty in Philadelphia to financial crimes, including forgery and theft. He also previously worked for the Kansas Department of Commerce. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
A new youth crisis center in Johnson County is trying to divert kids in mental health crises away from jail and hospital beds. The 11-bed facility has a basketball court, anger management facilitators, and licensed staff to look after kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It promises a more sympathetic approach. It has couches and video games instead of hospital gowns or jail cells. Chad Anderson has worked with kids in crisis for years.
It's sifting and sorting and making sure kids get to the right place for treatment and care that they need. And it's also about safety and protection.
The facility is in Johnson County, but they've taken calls from centers across the state asking how they can bring a similar facility to all parts of Kansas. Farmers in central Kansas will not have to cut back on irrigation next year to ensure a nearby wildlife refuge has enough water. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
Quivira National Wildlife Refuge is a critical stop for hundreds of thousands of migrating birds. Under Kansas law, these wetlands have a right to some of the water being used for crop irrigation, but enforcing that right would hurt farmers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service can push Kansas to enforce it, but so far it has agreed not to do that. The federal agency says Kansas and farmers are making progress to improve water flow to Quivira. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency announced today that federal disaster assistance is being made available to the state of Kansas to supplement recovery efforts in areas affected by severe storms, tornadoes, straight-line winds, and flooding last May. President Joe Biden approved a major disaster declaration for the state, opening up public assistance federal funding to the state, tribal governments, eligible local governments, and some nonprofit organizations. The counties covered by the declaration are Barton, Ellsworth, Harvey, Hodgman, Lincoln, Morris, Ottawa, Pawnee, Reno, Rush, Russell, Stafford, Wabansee, and Wyandotte counties. Lows in the lower 60s tonight, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the lower 80s. It's 5:35, and this is KPR.
From NPR News,
says Rabbi Leibovitz, rather than fear death. Jason DeRose, NPR News, Culver City.
And you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Going back to school can be exciting, but data shows it also coincides with a surge in mental health problems in teenagers. And as rates of depression and anxiety rise, Kansas healthcare professionals are increasingly focusing on the role social media plays. Rose Conlon of Kansas News Service filed this report from Derby.
High school senior Maggie Elliott
that was social media and phones as well.
That could mean monitoring teens' social media feeds and limiting their time online, but also ensuring that they can ask for help without getting in trouble, and parents modeling healthy social media habits themselves. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Derby.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, you can get 24/7 help by calling or texting 988. The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, economics, and many other issues, along with how they affect public policy. You can find more stories from the Kansas News Service at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting Scott Phillips in conversation with Kelly Barth about his new mystery, The Devil Raises His Own, on August 21st at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies as well, also streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
As a KPR listener, you can leave an inspired and lasting gift to our community by making a gift through your will. For more information, talk with your legal or financial advisor or email us at membership@kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. We will learn about the social media creators who have been invited to cover the Democratic National Convention. We will also visit a new state park in California. It's in the Central Valley, Dos Rios State Park. All coming up here on KPR. Mostly clear this evening, becoming partly cloudy with a low in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the lower 80s. It's 10 minutes before 6, and this is KPR. Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.